नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
अजोपि
अजोपि
सन
सन
Supreme Personality of Godhead, explaining the method of His appearance and disappearance. People do not know it. Just like the sun, because we do not see at night. Formerly, some people used to think the sun is now dead or gone. But later on, by scientific method, they have come to know the sun is always in the sky due to our different position. We do not see the sun at night. Otherwise, the sun is there. If this is possible for an ordinary material thing, how much it is greatly possible for the Supreme Spirit. Therefore, Ajopi, son, Krishna has no birth, no death. We have also no birth and death. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. We have no birth and death that is explained already in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Najayate nam yati vatadasi na hannate hannamani sarire. So, if the part and parcel particles are small, atomic particle, we are atomic particle. Our magnitude is described in the Shastra, Padma Purana and Upanishad also. Kesadra satubhadasya satudhapalpita satya. The top portion of the hair, if you divide it into 100 parts, and again, that 100 part, if you divide again 100 parts, that is the magnitude of the spirit soul. Esādhra satabhādhasya satadhākalpitasya jīva bhādhasya vijñāya sa anantāya kalpate. So we, living entities, a small particle, very atomic small particle, 1/10,000 part of the top of the hair. It can simply be imagined. We are achinta. But we understand from Vedic literature what is the magnitude. It is not nirakar. That is not a fact. It has got akar. But at our present position, material condition, we cannot measure it. And because we cannot measure it, just like in geometry we have studied, the point has no breadth and length. But actually there is breadth and length, but we cannot measure it. Similarly, the magnitude of the spirit soul is smaller than the point. We cannot measure it with our material measuring instruments. Anyway, even if you can, that is the magnitude. So, that small particle is described in the Bhagavad Gita that najayate nam yati. That a small particle has also no birth and death. Na hannate hannamani sarire. It is so powerful that because that a small particle is within this body, it is so healthy, so bright, moving so swiftly, acting so nicely, it has got so nice brain. And as soon as that small particle, atomic particle, is gone from this body, it is useless, a lump of matter. So, if so much power is there for the small particle of the Supreme Soul, how much the Supreme Soul, who is all-pervading, universal form, how much potency he has got, you can just imagine. Therefore, Krishna says, Ajopi, although I have no birth and death, Ajopi san abhaya atma. Atma means this body, atma means this mind, and atma means the soul. Three things. They are called Atma. So Krishna's either body or mind or the soul. There is no difference. Krishna's body is abhaya. Our body is bhaya. It deteriorates, changes.
Ask them to stop. Not let them back.
Our body deteriorates, changes. Just like we are born, a small child, baby, it grows, it stays for some time. then it makes some byproducts from this body. We get some children, byproducts. Then we deteriorate in old age and this body is finished. This is called sarvikas, six kinds of changes of material body. But Krishna and God, such changes. Krishna, body is abhaya. His mind is abhaya. That means, as we have got difference between our soul and the body, Krishna hasn't got that. Abhaya atma. His mind, his body, and his atma, his soul, the same thing. He is supreme soul, whole. There is no difference between his body, his mind, and soul. This is to be understood. Abhaya atma. Those who cannot understand, they make difference between atma, Krishna's atma, and Krishna's body. They think, the Mayavadi philosopher, they say that Krishna, he is God, or godly, they have got the imagination, but his body is made of matter. No, that is not. If his body has been made of matter, then how he could remember millions of years ago what he did? We cannot remember even what we did yesterday night or just this morning. We forget. The body is changing. The blood corpuscles are changing. That is scientific. But Krishna has got that. Therefore, he is explaining himself. We can understand Krishna by Krishna's explanation. We should not make any rascal interpretation. Then we will not be able to understand Krishna. Because our senses are imperfect. Tathāpi te reva padām bhujadvayam prasādo lesānu grihita eva hi jānāti tattam. Either you have to understand Krishna from the Krishna personally, that is not possible, or one who has not received the favor of Krishna, from him you can understand Krishna. Atāpi te reva padām bhujadvayam prasāda lesānu grihita. One his favor with a little mercy of the lotus feet of Krishna, he can understand Krishna. Bhaktāma mavijan. One who has taken shelter of Krishna, that means he is pure devotee. From him you can understand what is Krishna. Atāpi te reva padām bhujadvayam prasāda lesānu. Prasāda lesānu. Minute quantity of mercy, one who has received from Krishna, he can understand. Here is Krishna explaining himself that what he is. He has no birth and death. One who thinks that Krishna appeared and he is now dead, now another Krishna has appeared. That is not the fact. Krishna is one. He can expand himself in many forms. That is the mercy. But Krishna advaita archita anadi ananta rupa. Ananta. He has multi innumerable form. But still he is one. Advaita. Advaita archita. He does not fall. Krishna. Suppose Ishvara Sarva-bhūtānāṁ riddheṣa arjuna tiṣṭhati, because Krishna has expanded himself in many millions of forms to stay within the heart of the living being, that does not mean Krishna has fallen. Abhayātmā. He is the same Krishna. There is no difference. Krishna is existing in innumerable universes. Krishna is existing everywhere. His name is Abhayatma, from the original Krishna. Although he has expanded to millions and trillions unlimited, still he is Abhaya, without any minus. It is not like that. We have got some bank balance, and if it is taken away millions times, then it is finished. No. Purnasa purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. This is Krishna. This is the Mahadika of the Vedanta. Purnasa purnamada purnamada. Purnat purnamudachyate. Everything which is managing from Krishna, that is complete. There is no deficiency. Everything. Janmatasthagataha. The absolute truth. That is absolute truth. So, in all the Vedas, Upanishads, Sanghitas, the same thing is described in different ways. Nitya Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam. In this way, here Krishna himself describes himself that Ajopi, an Abhayatma. Abhayatma, he does, Krishna's body, mind, there is no difference. Absolutely. What is Krishna's body, that is Krishna's soul. What is Krishna's mind, that is Krishna's soul. Or what is Krishna's soul, that is Krishna's body, that is Krishna. Abhayatma. Ajopi san Abhayatma, Bhutanam Ishara. Ishara. He is not ordinary living here. Bhutanam. Ishara. That is the difference. He is Ishara. We are not Ishara. We may be Ishara. Ishara means controller. But that we are not the supreme Ishara. The supreme Ishara is called Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. We are not supreme Ishara. The so-called incarnation of God, they declare that I am God. That he may be God. God means a subordinate God. Not the supreme God. The supreme God is Krishna. God means controller. You may have some controlling power. Admit it. But you are not supreme controller. The supreme controller is Ishara. Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Bhutanam Ishara be. Ishara. All Bhutan. Bhutan means all living entities or everything which has appeared within this material world. Janmadhyasthagata is the supreme source of everything. That is also described in the 10th chapter that Aham Adi Devanam Matta Sarvam Pravatsate. Everything. Matta Parataram Nanya Kinti Jasti Nananya. These things are described. So we have to accept Krishna like that. And if we make our own interpretation, rascal like, that will not help us to understand what is Krishna and what is Bhagavad Gita. That is going on. Krishna has no existence. Krishna, there was no Krishna, it is story. There was no battlefield of Kurukshetra. These things are going on by spoken by so-called political leaders and scholars. But that is not the fact. They do not understand Krishna, simply mislead people. Therefore, the world is in chaotic condition. Try to understand Krishna. Then your life will be successful. Krishna is explained. Krishna is so kind that jada-jada hi dharma sahilek friend. Why he comes? Ajopi san abhyatma bhutanam ishtarupi san sambhavanitiri. Why? Just to remind us what is Krishna. Just to teach us. Because we misunderstand. We are so fools and nutshells. We misunderstand Krishna. We cannot understand. If we simply understand Krishna, then our life is successful. Taktadi hankunadyan manaiti mami tikonti. The simple thing. Just try to understand Krishna. This simple one thing will make your life successful. So Krishna is explaining himself. Adopi sanabhyatma bhutanamishare prakitin shvam adiktayo. Prakitin shvam. Personal. Personal energy. Personal power. Krishna is, he has got his personal form. That Shamasunda with cloak, that is described in the Brahma Sangha. Tintamani prakara sadma su kalpa vrikha lakhyabhriti su suraghira vipalayam. He is very fond of tending cows, suraghira vipalayam. Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sebhamanam. Govinda Madi Purusam Tamaham. Benum Kandantam. He is very fond of playing on flute. Aravinda Dalayata Sang. His eyes are just like petals of the lotus. Wow. These are described in the Vedic literature. So Krishna is not formless. It is not that the devotees of Krishna, by imagination, they have, as the Mahavadi Raskel says, they have made a form by imagination. No. This is described in the Vedas. And Krishna, when appeared on this planet, the same thing was visible. Those have same authority. Just like that, say, Arjuna, he has seen personally. He has described in the Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma param dhāma pavitram paramam bhava. Your personality is unknown to the so-called scholar. But authorities like Vyasa, Devala, Narada, Vasita, they accept your this form. It is very difficult. These things are there. You'll find in the 10th chapter. So Krishna is not formless. But what kind of form he has got, he is describing himself. Prakritim samadhista. How we are forced to take birth by the manipulation of the external material energy. Prakritekhidamalani kunai karmani sarva. Ahankar vimulatma. Patnaham iti mannat. Ahankar, we are under the clutches of the external energy or material energy. Krishna has got multi-energies. Parasa Shakti Vividai Vatya. Maya means energy also. Maya means energy. And Maya means illusion also. And Maya means affection. There are different meanings of Maya. So, here we say, Prakriting, Prakriti and Maya, Prakriting Samadhisthaya. He has got multi-energies. That energies have been divided into three. External energy, internal energy, and marginal energy. That you will also find in the 7th chapter. Aparayam, itattu vidhi me prakriting para. Para prakriti. And aparaprakriti. The aparaprakriti is this material energy. And the paraprakriti is spiritual energy. There are two kinds of prakriti. So, that spiritual, because Krishna is spiritual whole, so his spiritual energy, prakritin sham, that internal potency, or the spiritual energy. So his body is spiritual. His body is not material. Therefore, abhyatma, it is imperishable. These things to be understood. Prakritin samadhisthaya sammamami atmamayaya. Again he says atmamayaya. He is not forced to take birth by the external energy. He appears by his own energy, internal energy. or spiritual energy. Therefore, is abhyatma. Ajopishan abhyatma, bhutanam isharopishan is still. We should not take Krishna as one of us, because he is bhutanam ishar. Bhutanam isharopishan. Just like a crude example may be given. When there was independence movement, Mahatma Gandhi went to jail. Many, many big leaders. But there are other criminals also, pickpockets and thieves and murderers. If they would think, now Mahatma Gandhi has come into jail, we are the same. We are the same. No. Similarly, when Krishna comes, if the rascals and fools think that Krishna is also like us, as we have come into this material world, they are fools. No, we are fools. Just a criminal, a pickpocket, a thief, a rogue, a murderer, he's forced to. So of course, here, Mahatma Gandhi was also forced. But that is not the case. Because he is the controller. Bhutanam isharopisa. He, the material energy, cannot force Krishna because he is Ishvara. He is the controller. A controller cannot be forced. Just like in the British constitution it is said that a king can do no. Even king appears to have done something wrong. He does not come within the law. Similarly, although Krishna has killed so many demons, does not mean that he is criminal. He is still the Bhutanam Ishvara. He is still. That is to be understood. Krishna, superficially, he has done so many things which is sinful for others. Just like, these are very great subject matter. This was questioned by Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, when he danced with the girls of Brajabhumi, Rasa dance. So Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Sukadeva Goswami that Krishna, who came to establish the principles of religion, how he danced with a girls and wives of others. That was explained. Then, Tejyasana Madhusaya. Tejyasana Madhusaya. Krishna danced with other's wife or sister of girls. They were all girls. They came at midnight to dance with him. But they are also not material, that is spiritual. It requires little brain to understand. So, Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami explained that these things should not be considered by the conditioned soul. They should not even dream of this. It is a different thing. And if you think that Krishna has a fault because he danced with others' wife, so he explained the Tejyasana Radosha. Tejyasana, a thing which is very, very powerful, he is not contaminated. That is the conclusion. Just like the sun. The sun soaks water from urine. We pass urine somewhere, and the sun soaks the water, the urine. That is poisonous. That is infectious. But that sun does not become infected because it's so powerful. If that is possible for ordinary material things, how much powerful is Krishna? So we should not discuss the Rasa Lila generally, because unless one is advanced in spiritual consciousness and Krishna consciousness, they should not try to understand what is Rasa. It is very confidential. It is meant for the liberated soul. Those who are liberated by devotional service. Actually, those who are engaged in devotional service, they are liberated. They are not within the material world. Mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate. Sagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuyayata. So this Raslila is to be relished by the Paramhansas, liberated soul. Nidvitta tarse irupagiyamana. Vastava vedna. Dharma prajjita kaitava atra. Parama nirma sarana. Parama nirma sarana. Vastava vedna matra. So, we should not jump. First of all, we should read Bhagavad Gita very carefully. Try to understand Krishna, what is Krishna. Then we shall be fit to understand what is Bhagavata. The last conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam. If we can surrender to Krishna wholeheartedly, then we become eligible to understand what is Krishna. That is the Vatyamam Abhijana. If we are advanced in devotional service, then we become fit to understand Krishna. But still, just to make us fit to understand Krishna, Krishna is describing himself, what he is. Ajopisannam bayasa. Bhutanam isharopisam. Prakitim samadhisthaya. He comes with his own energy. He is not forced by the external energy. We are forced. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. We as we develop different modes of nature by the association of this external energy, we get our particular body. Karmana daiva netrena janta driha upapatti. But Krishna does not do so. We have to first of all understand it, that Krishna is not forced by karma. We are forced by karma. Therefore we have got different bodies. But Krishna is not, although he appears in different incarnations, kesavadhita meena sarira, kesavadhita kunma sarira, kesavadhita varaha sarira, nishinga sarira. So Krishna, when he comes as a boar incarnation, he is not ordinary hog and pig. These things have to be understood. He is the bhutanam ishvara. In whatever form he likes to come, that is his pleasure. Atma-maya. He comes in his atma-maya, not by force, by the external energy. That is the conclusion. If you read the purport.
The Lord has spoken about the peculiarity of his birth. Although he may appear like an ordinary person, he remembers everything of his many, many past births.
That is the test that he has already explained, that he remembers. Therefore, his appearance, disappearance, birth is not ordinary. That is tremendous. Otherwise, how can we? We cannot remember. We do not know what we were in our last birth or millions of years ago. Although we are also eternal, but we do not remember. Therefore, there is difference between Krishna's birth and our birth. When Krishna appeared as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva, he appeared before them as 400 Narayana. Krishna did not come from the womb of Devaki. You have read in the Srimad Bhagavatam his appearance. He appeared before them as 400 Narayana. Then Devaki prayed, "My Lord, you have come. Kansa is now eager to kill you as a mother. He is speaking simply the truth. The Kansa is now eager to kill you as soon as he will see you 400. Immediately he will kill you. Because as old man and simple old man, the 400 Narayana cannot be killed. But he was thinking that because now you have appeared as Narayana 400, you will be immediately killed. Kindly become 200. So immediately Krishna became 200. Therefore, Krishna accepted to be an ordinary child, but he's not ordinary child. Go on.
He remembers everything of his many, many past births, whereas a common man cannot remember what he has done even a few hours before.
Yes, that is the difference between Krishna and us. We do not remember what you have done a few hours ago. What is to speak of millions of years ago? But we take our birth, because we are eternal. We have taken many births. That is the difference between Krishna's birth and our birth. Then,
if someone is asked what he did exactly at the same time, one day earlier, it would be very difficult for a common man to answer immediately. He would surely have to dredge his memory to recall what he was doing exactly at the same time, one day before. And yet, men often share claims to be God or Krishna. One should not be misled by such meaningless claims.
Yes. This, considering these verses from the Bhagavad Gita, we should not foolishly accept the so-called cheaters as God. That is not very nice thing. These are the symptoms of God, how he takes his birth. Dharma karma me vidmam, jujarati tattva. We should try to understand what is God. We should not take so cheaply that here is God incarnation, here is, no. That is misleading. Then?
And then again, the Lord explains his prakriti, or his form. Prakriti means nature as well as svarupa, or one's own form. The Lord says that he appears in his own body. He does not change his body, as the common living entity changes from one body to another. The conditioned soul may have one kind of body in the present birth, but he has a different body in the next birth.
Yeah, our body, now we have got human body. And next life, it may be a demigod's body, or it may be cat's body, dog's body. The body changes. Krishna does not abhaya atma. That is the point.
In the material world, the living entity has no fixed body, but transmigrates from one body to another. The Lord, however, does not do so. Whenever he appears, he does so in the same original body, by his internal potency. In other words, Krishna appears in this material world in his original eternal form, with two hands holding a flute. He appears exactly in his eternal body, uncontaminated by this material world. Although he appears in the same transcendental body and is Lord of the universe, it still appears that
he... How he can be contaminated by the modes of material nature? Because Krishna says that Deityesha Gunamai Momo Maya Gurutvaya Mamevaje Prapadante Maya Metan Karantite. If somebody surrenders to Krishna, he becomes free from the touch of Maya. Simply by surrendering to Krishna, if one becomes liberated from the clutches of Maya, how Krishna can be under the clutches of Maya? This is foolishness. Those who say that Krishna also accepts this material body, that is not a fact. And another thing is, either the material energy or the spiritual energy, both are Krishna's energy. They even appears like that, he has accepted the material body. That material body does not act as material body. He can change matter into spirit and spirit into matter because he is a controller, Ishara, Bhutanam Ishara. He can change that. Just like electrician, he can change a refrigerator into a heater and a heater at a refrigerator because the same power, electricity is working. He knows the art, how to change it. But we cannot do that. That is the difference between Krishna and us. Then?
Although he appears in the same transcendental body and is Lord of the universe, it still appears that he takes his birth like an ordinary living entity. Despite the fact, Lord Krishna grows from childhood to boyhood, and from boyhood to youth. Astonishingly enough, he never ages beyond youth. At the time of the battle of Kurukshetra, he had many grandchildren at home. Or in other words, he had sufficiently aged by material calculations. Still, he looked just like a young man, 20 or 25 years old. You never see a picture of Krishna in old age, because he never grows old like us, although he is the oldest person in the whole creation, past, present, and future. Neither his body nor his intelligence ever deteriorates or changes. Therefore, it is clear that in spite of his being in the material world, he is the same unborn, eternal form of bliss and knowledge, changeless in his transcendental body and intelligence. Actually, his appearance and disappearance is like the sun's rising, moving before us, and then disappearing from our eyesight. When it's out of sight, we think that the sun is set, and when the sun is before our eyes, we think that the sun is on the horizon.
Krishna does not appear or disappear. Our eyesight changes. Just like we are looking through the window, one horse race is going on. When the horse comes before the window, we can see. And when it passes through from our eyesight, we think that horse is no longer racing. But the horse is running. This example should be taken. Krishna is called Nitya Lila. He is taking his birth, he is fighting in the battle of Kurukshetra, he is dancing with the gopis, that is going on eternally. In either of the so many innumerable universes. So, the same time, that's like the change of time. Now it is 9 o'clock in the watch. Now, this 9 o'clock, this is now night. The morning 9 o'clock is still existing somewhere. Similarly, Krishna's lila, Krishna's pastime is going on. Everything is going on at the same moment. That's what his lila is called, Nitya Lila. Nitya means eternal. It does not change. Go on.
Actually, the sun is always in its fixed position. But owing to our defective, insufficient senses, we calculate the appearance and disappearance of the sun in the sky. And because his appearance and disappearance are completely different from that of any ordinary common living entity, it is evident that he is eternal, blissful knowledge by his internal purposes, and he is never contaminated by material nature. The Vedas also confirm that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unborn, yet he still appears to take his birth in multi-manifestations. The Vedic supplementary literatures also confirm that even though the Lord appears to be taking his birth, he is still without change of body. In the Bhagavatam, he appears before his mother as Narayana, with four hands and the decorations of the six kinds of full opulence. His appearance in his original eternal form is his spotless mercy, according to the Vishwakosha dictionary. The Lord is conscious of all of his previous appearances and disappearances, but a common living entity forgets everything about his past body as soon as he gets another body. He is the Lord of all living entities because he performs wonderful and superhuman activities while he is on this earth. Therefore, the Lord is always the same absolute truth, and is without differentiation between his form and self, or between his quality and time. The question may now be raised as to why the Lord appears and disappears with this world. This is explained in the next verse.
Thank you very much.